America Weekend.
Hello, this is Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith, and this is Smith Sabatino. You're listening to America Weekend here on the Envision Radio Networks, and thank you to our listeners and affiliates for tuning in and staying with us as we continue on. Roland, please.
You know, I thought the interview that we did with Dr. Michael Schmidt was fascinating.
Yes.
I never realized that that this inert metal could be so beneficial to humankind.
And you know me with my historical perspective, the Egyptians were doing this at the turn of the Bronze Age. I wonder if they were onto something. I really do. I think about that a great deal, because this metal has been so during the Dark Ages, they always spoke of copper as with its healing agents. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if we missed something along the way. Just curious.
Well, I think that with our bent for modern technology, we often forget the things that our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandparents told us about that were beneficial at that time. And we keep thinking that perhaps just because we have all these modern technological facilities as well as instruments, that we don't need the old-fashioned stuff.
No, well, I remember, as I noted earlier, but in our pre-development conference before the show, things your mother should have told you. I've got that. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit later on. We'll see.
Yeah, you also have some observations from your middle of the crowd.
My middle of the crowd, and I do, and I would like to get a quick thought in for everyone. My observations from the middle of the crowd as I stand right with you. And that is anyone paying attention? I wonder, Roland, in an age when everyone is texting and on a keyboard and talking on the phone, in an age of communication, are we really listening? The thing that amazes me about the world today is that we stand out here and we are, you and I in this business for many, many years, in the business of communication, but is anyone listening out there? I've often wondered about that, and is anyone paying attention? I came across this cab driver just recently in New York City, broken English, Pakistani, and he's saying to me, "I've listened to every word you have said very carefully," and that struck me. He listened to every word I said, and he said, "Very carefully, because you were speaking." And I'm wondering if we've lost that. I don't want to belabor this point, but is anyone really paying attention in this world of communication?
I don't mind belaboring that point at all. I would agree with you. My experience as a reporter for 50 plus years is that every time you ask a question, you should listen to what the answer is. What I have found in recent years is that many of the younger reporters only structure what they want to ask. They don't listen to what the answer was, because the answer will generate your next question. You don't need to go in with a set of 5-6 questions that you want to ask. If you ask the appropriate question, whatever the main subject is, and listen to the answer, your mind will tell you what the next question is.
John F. Kennedy did that to a reporter, and the story is still told. When this reporter was determined, and it was a newspaper reporter, and determined to ask his questions, and Kennedy asked, "Are you listening to my answers?"
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember that's just my buddy Carroll told that story many times, and so did Johnny Carson one night on when he was being serious. Are you listening? Because Carson, it was in the business of interviewing people across the couch, if you will. But Carson was a great listener. He listened to what they were saying and carried the conversation on from there.
That's the only way.
The only way. But today, are they listening? Are they paying attention? Is anyone paying attention? I'm wondering. And I'm leaving that open as my observations from the middle of the crowd. Is anyone out there paying attention? Something for you to think about, Roland, please.
Well, I wanted to continue that conversation.
Oh, you did?
I did, only because, I mean, from my experience, it's particularly as a reporter, as I mentioned, you generally hope that your questions will be succinct and they'll be not necessarily profound, but they'll be to the point.
Erudite.
And right, that's the word. But so many of us, so many people will, in a conversation, want to advance the conversation with something profound that they think they know that they want to share. So they never listen to what the other person is talking about.
Is talking about.
Anyway, but those are good observations, Carl.
And I think that
as soon as I get my hearing aids fixed, I will listen to you a lot better than I ever have.
Touche. Continue on.
Well, you know, you mentioned Johnny Carson.
Yes.
Do you remember many, many years ago, he had Jimmy Stewart on as a guest? And Jimmy Stewart had just lost his pet.
That's correct.
A dog named Bo.
Bo.
And I thought that Stewart did a powerful poem that he had written, you know, that it was just any pet owner could empathize with.
Do we have a copy?
I do have a. I think we have enough time.
Yes, yeah. Let's do it.
So but Stewart said this to Johnny Carson and, of course, to the nation. He said, and he's talking about the poem Bo. He says, "He never came to me when I would call, unless I had a tennis ball, or he felt like it. But mostly, he didn't come at all. When he was young, he never learned to heal or sit or stay. He did things his way. Discipline was not his bag, but when you were with him, things didn't drag. He'd dig up a rose bush just to spite me, and when I'd grab him, he'd turn and bite me. He bit lots of folks from day to day. The delivery boy was his favorite prey. The gas man wouldn't read our meter. He said we owned a real man-eater. He set the house on fire, but the story's long to tell. Suffice it to say that he survived, and the house survived as well. On evening walks, and Gloria took him, he was always first out the door. The old one and I brought up the rear, because our bones were sore. He would charge up the street with Mom hanging on. What a beautiful pair they were. As if it's still light and the tourists were out, they created quite a stir. But every once in a while, he would stop in his tracks with a frown on his face and look around just to make sure that the old one was there and would follow him wherever he was bound. We are early to bedders at our house. I guess I'm the first to retire, and as I leave the room, he'd look at me and get up from his place by the fire. And before long, he'd tire of the ball. Oh, I left out a spot. He knew where the tennis balls were upstairs, and I'd give him one for once in a while. He would push it under the bed with his nose, and I'd fish it out with a smile. And before long, he'd tire of the ball and be asleep in his corner in no time at all. And things were right at night. I'd feel him climb up to bed and lie between us, and I'd pat his head. And there were nights when I'd feel his stare, and I'd wake up, and he'd be sitting there, and I'd reach out my hand and stroke his hair, and sometimes I'd feel him sigh, and I think I know the reason why. He would wake up at night, and he would have this fear of the dark, of life, of lots of things, and he'd be glad that we were near. But now he's dead. There are nights when I think I feel him climb up to our bed and lie between us, and I pat his head. And there are nights when I think I feel that stare, and I reach out my hand to stroke his hair, but he's not there. Oh, how I wish that wasn't so. I'll always love a dog named Bo.
Isn't that beautiful? I remember that broadcast.
You remember the audience reaction?
Yes, I sure do. Immediate silence and then applause.
Oh.
But immediate silence. There was about a 3 or 5 second pause because it struck the audience. Carson was moved to tears, by the way.
Oh, absolutely he was.
Carson was moved to tears because it was that profound.
Didn't you work for Carson?
I did. And it was a fun 3 years.
Do we have time to talk a little bit about that?
Not right now. Well, let's pick that up. I'd love to because some of the stories are legendary. I was there in the beginning when he worked in New York and spent a couple of years on the West Coast. And it was an extraordinary. He was an extraordinary man. I get back to that word listeners. When you said something, not only did he hear it, he remembered it always and remembered your name and your birthday and all of the rest. Remarkable man in his own right. Not the nicest person sometimes to work for, clearly, and he always said that, but he always gave you the fair turn, as he said, in our crazy business. That's all you and I could have ever asked for.
Well, you know, as we go through Smith Sabatino on each weekend, we'll be talking about some of the experiences that both of us have had in the both the broadcasting industry as well as the entertainment industry throughout the years. But you also worked for Jackie Gleason.
Yes, and Steve Allen.
Is there anybody you didn't work for? You really can't hold a job, can you?
No. When you've been around, it wasn't Carson. It was Ed McMahon who said to me once, "You've been around a long time, kid, and you're only 19. Yes, I did. I worked for all of them. And I've had the great pleasure of working for some of the greats of this business. I'm wondering why our young kids don't understand it. Well, that's the reason why.
If you could go back and work for one of them, I'm going to demand a name now because we're running out of time.
Yes.
Work for just one person again, who would it be?
Gleason. Without question. He was an educator and a nice man and understood the nature of our business better than anyone that I've ever met. The only other person besides him was Desi Arnaz and his broken English. Gall Sabatino, Smith Sabatino, we're back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.